Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Somers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
And Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Well, at 8:25, we're going to call this segment A Segment with Paul Schwartz. Of the New York Post, he covers the New York football Giants. And Mr. Schwartz, how you be?
Steve, I'm great. I'm in suburban Detroit, where I can say that the traffic in this part of Michigan is not good. So I feel like I'm back home.
But it's not like New York.
No, it's not. But it's not a close second either. But it goes to show there's just too many people, too many cars. But it's okay. The Giants are staying out in Troy, Michigan, where I am. So it's about a 40-minute drive to the Lions complex. So they're doing the same thing I am, too.
Well, interesting that you would make the comment about the cars and the traffic calling and being on the line from Motor City. By the way, if you're going to complain a little bit about the traffic, I want to know if there's anything right now you're going to complain about regarding the New York football Giants.
Well, I would like to see Saquon Barkley play tomorrow night, and he won't, so I don't know if that's necessarily a complaint, but, I mean, obviously, last week we saw the guy in his first carry go 39 yards, so I think everyone, Giants fans included, would like to see a little more of this guy, but, you know, I'm not really very concerned about this. Now, he is hurt, Steve. You know, he's not like the Giants are just being overly cautious and holding him out. He's got a hamstring strain, and he's not ready to play, but they don't have to play a real game for several weeks till September 9th. So I think they're being very smart, taking their time with Saquon so they can get him up to speed. But I would not be shocked if he doesn't play another down in the preseason.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Because if this was the regular season, he got a figure, Paul, he'd be playing, correct?
No, I'm not sure about that, Steve. I'm really not. I mean, it's not like he doesn't have an injury, and they're just saying, well, it's a preseason game. We don't have to play. But he does have an injury. I mean, he has a tweaked, as Pat Shurmur said. You know, Saquon said it's a mild strain. So, no, but it's there. And you know, hamstrings only get better if you rest them. And I watched him today on the field doing some agility work, and he was not running backwards. He was not running side to side. He was just running straight ahead with a trainer. And not at a very high speed. So, you know, other players, as they progress, for instance, Dante Dion, a cornerback who has a hamstring issue, he was running forward and also running backwards. Saquon was not doing that, so he's not there yet. So I would say if this was a playoff game, would he wrap it up and play? Probably, but it's not a playoff game. It's a preseason game, but let's not, you know, be wrong about this. He does have an injury.
And you don't expect him to play anymore until opening day when it's for real?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but he won't play tomorrow night. So then you have the Jet game. Will he be ready? Maybe not. Maybe he plays a few snaps in the last game. I'm not saying I guarantee he won't play another snap, but they will be cautious with him. Now is not being cautious. Now he's hurt. But once he's better, I think they will err on the side of, let's give him another day and another day and another day. You know, look, I mean, Pat Shurmur, I've been through a lot of head coaches with the Giants, Steve. And, very often they say, well, our first goal is to win. We want to win the game. We want to stay healthy in the preseason. Pat Shurmur has not said a word about winning these games. Yeah. Not a word.
Right.
He wants to see development, see the young quarterback, see the young players, and stay healthy. Not a word about winning the game.
And, well, of course, and the most important thing at this time, more important than winning, is staying healthy. How much are we going to see with the first stringers against the Lions?
Well, we'll see them. I mean, the big question is Odell Beckham going to play? You know, he spoke today, Steve, and he said a couple of interesting things. He said, I'm feeling fast, and it's starting to come back to me. So you can tell he's getting a little frisky. He looked very good, Steve, in these two practices against the Lions. Today was the third practice, but they did very little. Very little. It was raining a little bit, and it's a day before the game. They just did some walkthrough stuff. But the last 2 days, going against Darius Slay, the Pro Bowl cornerback, he looked very good. And I think Pat Shermer is looking at this work here against the Lions is almost like a preseason game, because Pat's big thing is controlled environment versus non-controlled environment. This was a controlled environment. A preseason game is not a controlled environment. But I expect Eli to start. I expect the starting offensive line to start. Obviously, Saquon won't. Odell, if he plays, which I would be surprised if he plays, he'll only play a handful of snaps. And, I think he wants to see a lot of Davis Webb again. He's anxious to see him improve from last week because he was not good last week. The starters will play, but they won't play a lot.
And the whispers are, wait a second, Davis Webb doesn't look like a decent backup, doesn't look like he has any talent. And here we took a running back. We took the great Barkley in the draft, and maybe we should have taken a quarterback. What do you think, Paul?
Well, no, there's no question, Steve. It was every incomplete pass by Davis Webb, it was, we could have had Sam Darnold. We could have had Sam Darnold, right? I mean, and then Sam Darnold played such a good game in his first game for the Jets. So it's like, what are we doing here? Now, we have to remember, we're talking about the backup quarterback for now. Eli's 37. He won't be there forever. But, so this is a backup quarterback competition. But, yeah, Davis Webb is big. He's strong. He's got a very good arm. He's athletic enough. But he was too amped up. He's a high-strung guy. He's very eager to please. He really wants to do well. And that's great. We all want to do well in what we're doing, right, Steve? But you have to be able to perform. And he did not perform. His throws were too high. They were sailing. There were some technical fundamental issues with that. But he didn't get his feet set. He's too fast. And you know what? Maybe that is, he has not played in a game in so long. And so he's got a game. He practiced for 2 days. Good hard practice against the Lions. So I spoke with Davis Webb today, and he said, he smiled, and he didn't shrug it off, but he said he really believes he'll be better. He said, I'm not the first quarterback to not have a great game and miss a few throws. So, he I'm not saying he has to, because he is the backup quarterback. And the way I would put this race is that Eli's obviously the number one. Going into this camp, Davis Webb was the number two, and the rookie Kyle Loletta was definitely the third string developmental guy. And I would say Loletta has narrowed the gap on Webb, but he certainly hasn't overtaken him.
Talking with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, as everyone knows, covers the New York Football Giants. Some new faces on that offensive line. They better be protecting Eli Manning and opening a hole or two for Mr. Barkley when it gets to be real.
Steve? I thought Ereck Flowers played pretty well in the preseason opener. He had a good block on Saquon Barkley's 39-yard run. He looked okay, and that's encouraging. I'm not saying he looked like a Pro Bowl right tackle, but he looked okay. The Giants will take it, I think. He doesn't have to be a great player. If he is a pretty good player and everyone else on the offensive line stays healthy, they'll be a good offensive line. Nate Solder's a good player. I think Will Hernandez, he had a couple of moments where I think the speed of his first NFL game got to him, but he does not look overmatched at all, and he looked good this week practicing against the Lions. He looked really good. So I'm pretty confident he's going to be a very good rookie. So, I think the offensive line played okay in the opener, didn't play great, not unexpected. It's the first time they're going against, playing with each other and against another team. But I would say moderately encouraged by Ereck Flowers in the first game.
Are you encouraged by the other side of the football? Are you encouraged by the defense? And who is going to be putting some major heat on an opposing quarterback?
Well, Steve, I guarantee you it will not be Connor Barwin tomorrow night, because he came out of the game with some soreness. He missed all of training camp, basically, or most of it, the preseason stuff. The spring stuff. So, he signed late. So he was pretty sore. He's a guy, he's in his mid-30s. So they're going to give him certainly this game off. He didn't practice all week. I think that's a big question, Steve. Do I love the defense right now? No. I think there's a lot of questions. I'm encouraged by B.J. Hill, the rookie defensive tackle. I think he is a kind of a mean guy, in a good way. Quiet, doesn't say a lot. a little ornery, and I like that. So I think they will stop the run pretty well. I'm concerned about their ability to stop the pass. I've not been impressed with Alec Ogletree, the inside linebacker, in coverage. I really have not. You know, he is not. He did not play great in the first game in coverage. Here in Detroit against the Lions, did not look great in coverage. So I'm a little concerned about, you know, the Giants said he's a three-down linebacker. I'm not so sure about that. I'm concerned about free safety. You know, Darian Thompson's nicked up with a hamstring. So it looks like, he certainly will not play tomorrow. And, they're hoping that, they can find a free safety here. You know, they're really hoping Curtis Riley, kind of a young guy from the Titans who was a cornerback, he'll start tomorrow night. And I think he's a guy they'd like to see win that job. But no, I'm certainly concerned about the pass rush. There's no question about it. Olivia Vernon, I think, is primed for a big year. I think this 3-4 defense is suited to him. But other than that, I'd be hard pressed to say who's going to get 6 or 7 sacks on this team.
And what the secondary, because you've mentioned this once or twice already, that a little bit they could use some depth in the secondary. Let me ask you something: would they ever entertain the thought of bringing back a Dominic Rogers Cromartie?
You know what, Steve? I don't think so. He isn't employed right now. I mean, teams have not been clamoring to sign DRC. Mm-hmm. He did see, I think, the Seahawks, but no one signed him yet. And
right.
I think that ship has sailed with DRC. Now, I'll say this and I'll hang up and they'll sign him tomorrow. But I don't see that. This is a new regime. You know, Dave Gettleman is a no-nonsense guy. Pat Shurmur is. And, I think DRC kind of, he didn't have a great year last year, on the field or off the field. And, I think they want to look elsewhere. He's a middle-aged cornerback, and that's not a great thing. And he's a very much a situational player right now. You know, he came off the field last year. A lot of times, by his own volition, he would take himself off the field. And I just don't see that. But you're right. The depth is an issue. I mean, put it this way. Eli Apple has to come up big as a starting cornerback. Has to. Because, they have Janoris Jenkins, who's very, very solid. Very solid. Had a good summer. And Eli Apple has been okay this summer, seems to have his head on straight. That's going to be the big thing with him because physically he's what you were looking for in a cornerback. But he has to be good because if he's not good, there's not much there.
Oh, two things here. One, with Jenkins, some reports have it he's lost a step. Now, we're very early in the game. So already we're hearing maybe he's lost a step, and I want you to address that because you just kind of did in a way by saying, he's had a good camp, et cetera, et cetera. And Eli Apple, is he going to toe the line and be the good teammate?
Well, I'll answer the second one first. Eli Apple was incredibly immature last year. He just was. I mean, it was a rude awakening after a decent rookie year. The team was winning. He played okay. He ended up being a starter. Second year, the team was losing. He just lost it. His professionalism went out the window. He's a young guy. He was dealing with some things off the field, and it was a bad year for him, a really bad year. And I think this new regime's been good for him. They're very professional. They say they had a clean slate. They're just judging him and what he's doing under their watch. And, I don't know. He sounds like he gets it. He says the right things. I think what happened, Steve, is in the first game or the second game, he gets burned and get beaten and the teammates are is he going to be accountable? We don't know. In training camp, it's easy to talk a good game. It has to go through a season when things are really hot and heavy. Where have been there reports that Jack Rabbit, Janoris Jenkins has lost a step?
Oh, there have been a couple of reports already that maybe not the same, maybe a little bit of age, a little bit of attrition, they may have lost a step. I mean, you hear these kinds of things, and I've read a couple of things, nothing that is so definitive per se, but if I'm reading this, you want to know who this writer is, you want to know who is saying all this, and you're going to go right into his face, aren't you?
Well, Jack Rabbit might. I don't think I will. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I haven't seen that. Actually, just yesterday, Pat Shurmur was asked about Jack Rabbit. He said, it's hard for a guy like him not to become one of your favorite players. And that's interesting, isn't it? You know, you're coming into a new team, a new coach. You know, Jack Rabbit had a rough year last year, too, mainly because of the injury. You know, Shermer said he's becoming one of his favorite players. So, I think he's fun. I think he's got a great temperament for a cornerback. He kind of goes out there and plays. If he gets beat, he goes out there and plays. If he makes a good play, he celebrates. Then he goes back. You know, nothing. He doesn't overthink things. I'll put it that way. He plays, and you know, he's not even that much of a trash talker, even though people think he is. He really isn't. You know, he looks like a flashy guy, and he makes flashy plays, but he's pretty solid out there.
And can hit you like, I don't know if we can compare some of his hits to a Ronnie Lott from so many years ago, but he can hit you hard. So any reports that he has lost a step, not the same per se, those kinds of reports are premature.
Now, are you talking about George Jenkins or about Landon Collins?
I'm not talking about Collins as your best guy in the secondary.
Right, yeah, because he's the big hitter. Yeah, Collins looks good. I feel bad for Landon Collins because for 3 years they've been trying to find a running mate for him at free safety. And, as we all know, the best secondaries, they work together. They're together for a number of years. And, you know, it was Brandon Merriweather in his first year and Darian Thompson last year, you know, and then Andrew Adams when Thompson got hurt. And, you know, now it's Darian Thompson and he's hurt and they're looking at other guys. So, you know, Curtis Riley. So, you know, he needs a good running mate. But Landon Collins is, you know, the key with Landon Collins is he has to play mostly in the box. I mean, he is not a deep safety. He can do it, and he has to do it at times, but he is a classic strong safety. He can go get the quarterback. He can get the running back. He can run a little bit with tight ends. You know, not great, but he can run with tight ends. He can put a hit on you, and he can play the deep, but not if he's the primary guy back there. So, you know, they got to be careful with how they scheme things for Landon Collins. But and don't forget, he's on a contract year. So, you know, it's not just Odell with the contract. It's also Landon Collins. So it's a very big year for him.
Paul, enjoy your time in Motor City, and we'll do it again sometime soon, I hope.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.